Solon was asleep on her work terminal again, one arm up by her face and the other hanging toward the floor. The pale blue tone of her skin was textured differently when she slept. I marveled at the woman I didn't quite trust. The podchair was back just far enough to seem in danger of shooting out from underneath her weight. It wasn't, of course. Cayenne furniture didn't move unless the ship allowed it. The scene reminded me of a young woman cramming for exams, rather than an astro-navigator manning the bridge of a starship. She didn't have a co-pilot, since Cayenne didn't need a pilot at all in most cases. Regardless of what the scene looked like, one thing was evident. Solon Farr was burning the candle at both ends to find a solution to our compounding problems. I manually checked the scans of this system, though Cayenne, and every other member of the crew for that matter, would have alerted me if the anomaly had shown up. That was what it had to be. Everyone agreed Cayenne's couldn't, wouldn't, use weapons. Whatever we had fled after dropping Collins's henchmen along the Olcine trade route was something else. Another dangerous mystery in the galaxy. Convenient explanations never soothed my worries. Best to avoid that system. Forever. The revelations of the cube hadn't changed or improved our situation either. No matter how many hundreds of times Solon analyzed it, the bulk of the code was inaccessible. Could we all hold hands and chant, "Frustrating?" Yeah, and that would be just about as useful as our current lines of analysis. I had taken a few cracks at the device, about 50, but who was counting? Other than confirming the coordinates to Earth, most of the information was useless. To Solon, who was probably kinda maybe an agent of the Rights of Sovereign Planets movement and who knew the political players, the names and places meant something. Not that she elaborated with the guy who saved her life on an abandoned Gavant science ship. Did the list of names and places fuel Cayenne or find me a way home? No. The coordinates to Earth were far more interesting, but led across multiple galaxies. How far was that? Well, mediocre math and navigation skills calculated it to be impossible squared. My arrival had to be a fluke, even considering that the fluke had happened twice in a row. Two experimental warp bubble ships from United Earth had arrived in this galaxy. I wish there was a way to retrace my steps to Earth. Arriving there before a Gavant invasion fleet showed up would be nice. "Hey everyone, an alien armada is on the way, and you'll never guess who's leading it, and has a bunch of grudges to settle apparently." I hadn't slept much during the last 3 months. Nightmares of Gavant warships bombarding my homeworld plagued me. More than once, I wondered if I hadn't made a fatal mistake by allowing Tate Collins to live. The UE should have sent a CIA operative instead of an impulsive, incautious test pilot who'd only earned the number 2 slot through years of plotting determination. There had to have been a mistake. I wasn't a man for this job. I buried my doubts deep, afraid that Pops would somehow sense me feeling sorry for myself from galaxies away. "Wake up, Solon. It's time for shift change."
"I'm trying to make this right," she said,
even as she was pulling her face up from the custom keyboard. Her work terminal looked a lot more like what I was used to than the bracelet keyboards Montau used. Strange symbols decorated the keys and only translated into English with difficulty. I still found it bizarre to see one language in my peripheral vision and another when I stared at it directly. It was a solid reminder of how interwoven my neural pathways were with the ship. She was my rescuer and protector. I owed the living starship my life. Cayenne helped me less and less. My friends and I practiced our languages in all forms every day. The ship made it easier in the beginning, and I was starting to believe I could make my way in the Gavant Reach, even if I had to go it alone. For example, I'd learned the laws and customs of several major star systems, and knew how to order tacos anywhere. Solon had taught me to fly several types of ships and drive almost any ground vehicle we might encounter. She was incredibly helpful for a double agent.